most of the impacts that we witness from invasive species are typically in regards to environmental or economic health. So in regards to economic health, the state and even the city of Indianapolis, we spend a lot of money hiring people to control invasive plants within our environment. In terms of environmental health, these plants oftentimes outcompete our native vegetation, which has tremendous negative impacts on biodiversity. Basically, invasive plants are destroying our local ecosystems, which these ecosystems provide us with ecosystem services like cleaning our water, cleaning our air, providing pollination services for food production, etc.
It sounds like it can be a serious problem then. And is it difficult to get rid of the invasive species plants?
It can be. Sort of one of the reasons that we've created this invasive species removal guide, it's focused at the homeowners or private residents. You know, there are organizations like Keep Indianapolis Beautiful, the Department of Land Stewardship within the city of Indianapolis, who are combating invasive plant species, but we're limited to only fighting invasive plants on public lands. So this guide is meant to motivate and educate people to manage invasive plants on their own properties, which is an area that organizations like Keep Indianapolis Beautiful or the city aren't able to work on. So in terms of managing invasive plants, it can be difficult if you don't control an entire area, because those plants can then spread back into public lands or areas that are being managed.
Is it easy to manage? Is it just a simple solution as pulling it up, get rid of it, and then planting more of the native species plants that we have?
It sure can be. Some of our invasive plants are actually trees and can be quite large, but there are other invasive plant species that are smaller shrubs or smaller flowering plants that can be pretty easy for a homeowner to manage.
And is it worse in one particular area around this area, or is it all over?
It's kind of all over at this point. We've been having a focus along our waterways. So you'll notice along sort of corridors, whether those be roadside corridors or waterway corridors, it's very common to see invasion of Asian bush honeysuckle along those corridors, which forms these kind of dense walls that prevent people from seeing beyond the road or even seeing our waterways from sidewalks, trails.
What are some of the more native things that we can find around Indiana?
Well, there's a huge list of Indiana native plants. There's a group called the Indiana Native Plant Society, and they're a tremendous resource for finding native plants that are suitable to be planted within a homeowner's lawn. Some of the main things to think about when you're planting native plants is to try and have flowers that bloom in the spring, summer, and fall. So, you know, right now, some really nice native plants for the spring are Virginia bluebells. You know, as summer progresses, you might start planting things like butterfly milkweed or purple coneflower, black-eyed Susans. And then entering the fall, some of our sort of pollinator and nectar powerhouses can be goldenrod, our aster species.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.